Radio Land. We're coming to you live from the Pickup Country 104.9 Irvin Studio. This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. Hope everybody is doing okay out there today. I know it's all of a sudden gotten awful soggy, so I hope whatever you're doing and whatever you're into, you're able to be safe out there and make sure to take care of yourself and all the other folks out there on the roads. I'll also say I wish that we could get a little bit of this moisture out to all the folks in the Pacific Northwest who are getting hit by all those wildfires right now. It'd be really great to send a little bit of this damp out their way. So hopefully they'll see a little relief soon. Well, I'm going to jump right into it this morning. I am joined by a couple of very lovely ladies, but don't let them fool you. I bet they could take you in a fair fight. I'm joined by Sylvia Lee and Summer King from the Estill County High School Junior ROTC. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the JROTC program out at the high school. So whichever one of you want to jump first, tell us a little bit about the history of the program.
Well, this is our fifth year into the program.
Mm-hmm.
Our motivation is to get young people, how would you say it, Simon?
To motivate young people to become better citizens.
Yeah. And we don't push anyone to go into the Army, but a few of our cadets, seniors, they usually tend to sign.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not our goal at all.
But for anyone that did decide to go into the service, then they're going to be better prepared, right?
Yes.
So is this a regular class or is this all extracurricular?
Both, actually. We have our classes, we have ROTC classes, and we also have some extracurricular things. We have what is called a Raider team, mm-hmm. which is like Tough Mudder or the Spartan Race, if you've ever seen that.
Sure.
And we have Color Guard, which is, we have some cadets who do the flags and rifles at basketball games and other sports events like that. We've actually done stuff for
Football games, when they named the highway in honor of Williams. Mm-hmm. We was out there and we done color guard for that. We have a rifle team. They've not gone to any competitions yet, but we are working on that.
So. And exactly what does the rifle team entail?
It's like mostly who can get the best score on you'll stand, kneel, and you're laying down, and you're shooting at targets on
okay.
a sheet of paper.
Sometimes they also have a triathlon, which is they run to a specific place where they'll shoot, and they'll be carrying ammo cans. And that could be a few miles long. So.
Wow. So, I mean, this is there's a lot of different levels to
yeah.
ROTC.
Right.
So about how many students do you have in the program?
It's like 230 kids are in the classes and take it and all.
230?
Yes.
Just at our high school?
Yeah.
Now, we've only got like 700 and some odd students total, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a lot.
Dang!
But the thing of it is we only have 30, 40, maybe 50 active ones.
Right.
That will come help do fundraisers like car washes. They'll stay for the Raider team.
Mm-hmm.
So out of those 230, it's like not even half that.
Okay. So out of 230, you've got 50 at any given time who are active, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's almost like you've got your active duty and you have your reserves, right?
Pretty much.
So take me through a little bit as far as the training aspect of this, which I assume everything is chain of command, very militaristic, right?
Right.
So just, okay, for example, let's just start with the basics. All right, so within your group, you have, I mean, is it an NCO officer chain? How exactly does your chain of command work?
It starts with our XO, which is Kendra Connor. She's not here with us.
Mm-hmm.
She watches over staff and all that. And then Summer's the CSM, and I'm the battalion commander. But me and Summer, I know our job descriptions are completely different, mm-hmm. but how we are at the school, we're like the same rank and we do the same things. We're not over each other.
So. Gotcha. So you're on the same level even though you're different.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So how? All right. You guys are teenagers. So how does that chain of command work? I mean, how does everybody respond to it?
Some respond good. Some, it just takes them a little bit to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not, yeah, we're high school students, and the seniors kind of not boss them around, but we'll tell them, hey, can you do this for us?
Right.
So it's kind of like, hey, you're growing up. It's like a job.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and for all you folks listening, if you didn't know anything about this program, I've just got a little taste. Being out there, happened to pop in. I wasn't part of the meeting. I actually had to see Teresa Dawes, who was meeting with the cadets about what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Just what I saw in the few minutes that I was out there, I was incredibly impressed. You've got to see the way that these young people respond and maturely handle all of these tasks that they're given. I just need to go ahead and get that out there because I'm extremely impressed with just what little I've seen so far. Now, as far as, you know, you mentioned color guard and rifle team, some of these specific, the Raiders, So is that pretty much set up like any other extracurricular? I mean, are you just, you show up and you do your practice and that kind of thing?
Pretty much. It's now considered a varsity sport, which it used to not be.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely very, very physical.
I'd imagine. So well, you're talking about the Raiders. So exactly, you know, what's involved with that?
Lots of running.
We actually, in some of the events we have to do, we carry rucksacks, which mm-hmm. they put weights in it, so they're weighted down.
Right.
We do stuff with rafts. We run 5Ks most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends. We also compete. Like, Raider, you go and compete just like rifle and
that's
drill.
Like an 8-hour or so competition.
Yeah. It's an all-day competition. And we have...
That sounds so not fun.
Well, sometimes it's really not fun, but yeah. In the end, all your hard work pays off, and you get to say, hey, I'm the top dog.
Right.
So
it's definitely fun, that's for sure. It doesn't sound very fun, but it's...
Well,
it's
if you're into fun. That kind of thing, I don't right. think a lot of things are fun that other people love. But, you know, the people that like to climb, you know, sheer cliffs with... you know, no harness. That doesn't sound fun to me, but other people love it. So same kind of deal here. I mean, and you made the reference to Tough Mudder. A lot of folks really love that. And I would imagine that this training puts you all in a great position to compete in some of those non-military related things.
It's right. definitely a challenge physically and mentally. So I think that's what a lot of people like is, hey, it's a challenge.
Right. Right. Well, is, I'm intrigued by, which, you know, I was in the marching band, which in no way, shape, or form compares. It's two completely different worlds. But the little taste of the chain of command aspect and the militaristic side of things, I loved that part, the discipline that's involved, and this is what you're supposed to do, so that's what you do. So I really got into that. A lot of other folks didn't. But to see you ladies, especially, you know, you're sitting here telling me that you're up at the top of the food chain here, and you're both female, which is fantastic. I love to see women in those power positions to be able to show what they can really do. So with that being said, you know, we do have a lot of old-fashioned mentalities. You know, we live in a rural Appalachian community here. Have you ever had any pushback from a guy that, you know, was just, well, I ain't taking no order from no girl?
So far, we really haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also the first time ever in the JRTC program we've had all females in the chain of command.
Booyah!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's, wow!
I think they respect that me and Sylvia we're up there, and we've been with this program for 4 years. Like she said earlier, this program's only been around for five.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been here all 4 years, so we know what we're doing.
You've earned the respect.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like you just got handpicked and, yeah, it's not because you knew somebody. Yeah. You deserve to be there. Yeah.
Like, Colonel, he doesn't pick favorites. Mm-hmm. So I think how me and Summer got here, we really earned it. We worked hard for it. And before, I never thought I'd be here in this position as I am today. But now I'm so glad he gave me the opportunity.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about the instructors.
Well, they're really funny. And
they both grinned. They both grinned when I said that.
They're definitely very humble people. Mm-hmm. If you sit down and talk to Colonel Patterson and First Sergeant, they've received so many military awards, and they're not going to talk to you about that. If you or someone say, oh, it's a great program because the instructors, they're just going to nod their head because
they disagree.
They disagree. They believe that we did this. We got us here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very humble and respectable people, that's for sure.
And they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
I think this program wouldn't be like... We have good instructors, mm-hmm. and I think that's taken the program a long ways, too, along with him having good cadets that want to help make this better.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about, there's an aspect of service, and I mean as far as community service, that seems to really kind of overlay everything that you all do. So, and I know with the humble aspect of things, but I'd really like to know from an information standpoint. So, what are some of the different community service things that you all have gotten into?
Every year we do Operation Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the list of names from the school, which families really doesn't have enough money or anything like that. So, we will get them together a Christmas meal. We don't share any names, anything like that.
Sure.
And we'll get some teachers, they'll volunteer, and they will ride with us to the house. And the cadets will hand them the box of food. Well, it's not really a box, but it has all the food for a Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, hey, here's you a gift.
Right.
You want to help out.
Sure. And not asking for anything in return. It's just, hey, you know, you need a hand, we'd like to give it to you.
Right. Yeah.
More recently, when Estill County had that water shortage,
mm-hmm.
One of the first people the Estill County Health Department called to help out was one of our cadets. And they were like, we need you to get some cadets down here, and we need you all to help us. And he said, sure. And we had about 20 cadets down there helping all day.
And that was our day off.
Yeah, that was our day off school. So we went down there, handed out water. We were supposed to hand it out 2 days, but...
We had to go to school the next day.
Right. So, you got to go to school. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I'm, and again, I'm just trying to learn about all this. You said that you've got the class, and then you have the extracurricular side of it. So, what are some of the kind of things that actually go on in the class?
Well, one of the classes you learn to read maps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always helpful. If you get lost, you can learn the major terrain features and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a fitness and nutrition class. So you can learn how, hey, if you want to eat healthy, here's some guidelines.
Right.
So you just learn different things.
And Colonel and First Sergeant, they both teach, in a way, they both teach different things.
Sure.
In First Sergeant's classes, he teaches Let 1
and Let 2.
And you go over the ranks and stuff like that, military.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches us even first aid. So.
Very cool. So, I mean, so you're really, and these are things that, yes, could be applied in a military situation, but could also be really helpful for just any citizen.
Right.
Yeah. Like, learn how to tell if it's a heat casualty. And all that is what First Sergeant will do. And Colonel goes over some of that, but Colonel's more kind of advanced.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go into,
definitely more of the physical aspect of things,
right.
I would say.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, I'm joined by Sylvia Lee and Summer King from the ECHS JROTC. You like that? we're going to take a quick break and be back with more. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Again, I am joined in the studio by Sylvia Lee and Summer King from the Estill County High School Junior ROTC. And these ladies are big wigs, so don't let it fool you. And it's one of those things, too. I really appreciate the fact that both of you, and which I have an 8-year-old daughter, and so both of you, your voices, it reminds me of her because you still sound like girls, but you've got this power and this drive. So again, it excites me that you all can take on that responsibility and that management and leadership to lead and you know, take no prisoners, I guess. But I did get a text from one of my regular listeners, my daddy-in-law, Doug Cheney. He's out on the mail route today, I'm sure, getting his hind end wet. And he's been listening to what our cadets have to say this morning, and he just had to let me know that I'd never make it. So I have to agree with him. But the ladies were telling me during the commercial break about an excellent success story that was just kind of... It wasn't intended. It just kind of happened. Would you like to share that? You don't have to name names if you don't want.
We had one. He's now graduated. Mm-hmm. But his little brother was in middle school, and he came out to practice with us. Mm-hmm. And he would work out. He was kind of on the chubbier side. Mm-hmm. Now that he's in high school, he has lost a lot of tremendous amount of weight, mm-hmm. and turned it into muscles. And now he's pretty much our top guy.
Yeah. So I think enforcer was the word you used.
Yeah.
But just as an illustration, and you know, hats off to that young man, because he's really taken what he's been taught and put it to good use and really gotten himself in great shape. So definitely I applaud him, and I really wanted you to share that, not to single anybody out, but to show everybody that's listening that this program goes so far beyond what most people would think that it does. That it really is impacting these young folks and instilling in them not just a lot of lessons and values that they can use going forward, but is really affecting their lives. I mean, their health, their fitness, and things like that. So I needed to make sure and hit that again. They also told me they've got, we already mentioned that this is the first time that you've had an all-female leadership. But you're doing something a little different too with the
chain
offices.
Yeah,
chain of command. I don't know all the lingo. I'm sorry.
You're fine. We're getting it. Well, I'm going to be the battalion commander for mm-hmm. half the year, and then we're going to do a ceremony, and Summer King is going to be the new battalion commander, and I will be pretty much Colonel's assistant working for him.
Right.
So that's going to be. It's the first time ever he thinks that, hey, well, I got two strong females that can do it. Let's mm-hmm. try it.
Right.
So fingers crossed on that.
Oh, that's awesome. And which that would be I guess that's the teacher's aide, basically, position.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that your experience will be quite a bit different than someone that's working with, you know, an English teacher.
Right.
Definitely that's different.
Sure. That's for sure.
But this is great, and I applaud you ladies for everything you've been able to accomplish and to stick with the program all through high school. Which I'm assuming both of you are seniors.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you both said you'd been with it for 4 years, so. But that is incredible, and I hope that you can pick up by listening to these young folks over the airwaves that they really got it together, and I'm sure there's going to be some great things coming attached to their names in the future. So, well, the reason that you're here, the reason that I get to talk to you this morning, is there is a fantastic event coming up that everybody needs to know about. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming Crucible.
Well, August 29th, we are having our second annual Spartan Crucible. It's going to be an all-day thing. We have plus or minus 600 people.
600?
Yep.
600.
Now that, and that's competitors.
There's 274 competitors.
Okay.
But with them bringing their parents, siblings, sure. Other instructors, that's plus or minus 600 people coming to Irvin.
Wow. And this is in, what, less 10 days?
Yeah, right. It's coming.
Right.
We got the idea, well, last year was our first year, and mine and Summer's sophomore year, we've done Spartan Games. And mm-hmm. that's for the faculty, school students, anyone that wanted to come out and do a little competition got to come do it. And then next year, we was like, hey, let's turn this into a competition and see what we can do. We had six teams come our first year. Now we've had 21 teams, but a few dropped out. We have 18 teams mm-hmm. coming. That's still a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh.
And some of them are even from out of state. So
we have Tennessee teams coming, and I think we have maybe one Ohio team
yeah.
coming. So that's a lot.
So and are all these other JROTC?
Some are, and I think we have a Marine Corps coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
They sometimes come, but this is the first time we've had a Marine Corps want to come to ours. Like
yeah.
a lot of people have said, hey, can we come? Hey, can we come?
Mm-hmm.
And we're only going to allow 20, but our instructors kind of messed up on the math a little. And, well, we had 21, but since they dropped out, we still have a few slots open.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so cool. Now, what all is, you say this is an all-day thing,
right.
So what all is going to be going on?
Well, we have a 5K starting off in the morning.
Of course. Take off yeah. running first thing in the morning.
And it's all the way up to the Carhartt Gate and back. So they got to go up to that big hill and down the big hill.
So this isn't like, you know, the Fungus 5K where everything's fairly flat.
Oh, no.
No. This is uphill, downhill. You really got to kind of watch the train.
Wow. Now, do you have to go through like the, I don't know, but I've been told the whole time or something like that, or, you know?
Some of them will call Katie.
Do they really?
Yeah, they
yeah.
do.
I want to see that.
It helps pass the time, I think, so.
Yeah.
And they pretty much got to run in a group.
Yeah.
So they can not really be spread out, and if they want to stay in sync, then Cadence is the best thing to call.
Gotcha.
And sometimes their instructors will run with them. Which I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You don't see many instructors running with them.
Right.
But the first event is not that easy. Once they see that big hill, they got to go up.
Right.
And then the rest is kind of like a round robin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for our mystery event.
Now, mystery event.
Well.
So what is it, like the American Ninja Warrior course? Or?
Well, I don't know how much we can say
well,
about
don't spill the beans. We don't want to.
Event. But we done it yesterday, and whew.
Did it whoop you?
Oh,
it kind of whooped
us.
Oh,
yeah, it did.
But, okay, so now when you say round robin, are you talking just about different obstacles or different, exactly what is that?
Different events,
okay.
mostly. They're not all the teams are going to be at the same event at the same time. So what we're going to do is we have a sort of schedule,
mm-hmm.
and some will go to one event, they will complete that, and then they'll go to the next one on their list.
I got you.
Whatever is open, they pretty much can go to, except for the mystery event.
The mystery event.
That one.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to try to have four teams, well, two teams are going to start,
mm-hmm.
and then 5 minutes later, we're going to set another two teams to go. Because this one is, the mystery event is really time consuming, but no school there will have the advantage. That's our biggest thing.
I got
you. We want to make sure, hey, yeah, it's not going to be just physical. You got to have the mental strength,
too. Oh, it's a really, really hard crossword puzzle.
Pretty much, yes. We have an obstacle course built on our nature trail,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know, a lot of people know about that, but we have that. We have it used to be our mystery event last year, but it's called Dirk, and we carry a telephone pole. Which that, your facial expression says it all. It does not sound fun at all. And it's a good team building.
I would imagine.
Event.
Because if somebody's not pulling their weight, everybody else knows.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. So how many participants do you have on a team that are going to be carrying a telephone pole?
It's 10. Okay. But we've also changed it. They have 3 alternates. So if one gets hurt, then we pull them aside, make sure they're okay, and we can send a new cadet in for them.
So this is what you're telling me. This event is all complete and total insanity.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And as far as dirt goes, they do exercises with dirt.
Yeah.
Curls and
what?
Shoulder presses,
lunges.
Yeah. So they're doing curls with a telephone pole.
Yeah.
That's like Paul Bunyan stuff right there.
It's definitely not fun, but I mean, as we've done it for practice, it's truly a team building.
Well, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of screaming and yelling at each other, but in the end, once we all work together, it becomes 10 times easier.
If one person's feeling the pain, you will definitely know it. That's for sure.
I apologize, and I don't want to make light of this, but going back to your all's voices, I want to hear your commanding voices. Now, you probably can't do it on the radio. You'll blow out some speakers, but do you have them? I mean, do you come from the gut?
Yeah. Sometimes we have to, and then they all turn head and looks at us like, oh, hey.
They're like, oh, that's not me. That's a female calling that.
Right, right. Oh, wow. So, okay, so this thing, what time does it start?
It's going to start at
7.
7. And it'll end at 5 or 6.
No, that's later than 6. That's the cutoff time.
Wow. Yeah. So, okay, so right now you've got 18 teams. And so are all these people coming in that morning?
Yeah.
We have, I think, 2 or 3 wanting to spend the night. Mm-hmm. So we have a place at the school for them to stay. That's just because they're from Tennessee.
Right.
Because when we went to Nationals, we left at 3 or 4 in the morning. And we also had a bus breakdown, and we had to go compete 6 o'clock awesome. That morning.
Awesome.
So we should have went the night before. And sure. I think that's what a lot of them realize is, hey, it's a long drive. Let's go there the night before and let them stay, rest up.
Right.
We actually have a team from Pikeville, I believe, that's leaving at 3 in the morning just to get here. I don't see why they wouldn't spend night, but.
Ooh, wait. Well, at least their whole trip's downhill.
True.
But, okay, so this all just, it amazes me. So the reason that we're talking about this and letting people know is because you actually want folks to be there to watch, right?
Yes, Joe. It's kind of funny. Yes,
what's
Joe.
What's up with that? Yes, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm trying to lead you into the answer here.
I don't think a lot of people in the community really know what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And 600 people plus or minus, this is all cadets running it, planning it, and making it happen. Our instructors will be there, but they're not really going to be helping. They're just there to say, hey, you're doing good, and if any other instructor's got a question that if we can't answer, they'll go to them and talk. Or if there's a problem, they go to the instructors.
It sounds to me like Colonel and First Sergeant are brilliant. They've got it figured out that they get you to a place where they don't have to do anything.
Pretty much.
In the grand scheme of things, that's genius. But it takes a long while to get a group that can be trusted with doing something like this. So you all are running the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you also competing?
No.
You don't get to compete in your own?
Not this year.
Okay.
No. Last year we had a team compete, or maybe that was for the Bluegrass League.
I'm not sure.
If they won or anything, it's not really right. So, right. But most of our new cadets got to be in that, and they got to experience, oh, hey, look, you don't want to walk, you don't want to give up, right. You want to give it your all.
So, you know, folks like you, hold the big guns out. We only bring the big guns out when we go other places.
And I think we give out the best trophies ever.
That's definitely for sure.
We give out an overall first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
First gets a Spartan sword.
A real sword. This isn't a plastic sword.
Shut it's your
real.
Mouth.
It's real.
We had last year one team, because they win a lot of trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their seniors get to take home some of the trophies. They all was fighting over the Spartan sword. So they donated it to charity and got a trailer in return. And that's their new air rifle range.
Awesome.
So, and then our second place is the Spartan helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And third is the Spartan shield.
I'm picking up on a theme here.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody ever yell, "This is Sparta," and kick anybody into a bottomless hole?
So far, no.
Okay. You really need to check on that, because I think that'd be a blast.
We'll get someone to do that. That'll be our mascot.
You'll have to dig the hole. That's no fun.
I've actually almost been thrown in a hole once, so that's...
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another quick break and then come back and wrap up on everything that's going on. You're listening to Come On Home. This is Come On Home with Goosehead Joe, and I am joined by Summer King and Sylvia Lee from the Estill County High School JROTC, and we're talking about the upcoming second annual Spartan Crucible on August 29th, and all this is going to be taking place out around the high school, correct?
Correct. It's going to be like, they're going to have... The 5K will start beside the school down towards the ag room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it will, some will be out on the obstacle course, and that's going to go past behind the softball fields.
Right.
So that's a long distance running.
Yeah.
They're going to be around the football field, kind of behind the bleachers, because we also have a land nav course, and that's the first time we've got that.
Now, what is that?
We give them a map of the school and kind of the area.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to go find points.
I got you.
And they'll click their paper, and it has like a certain word.
Mm-hmm.
And they clip it on their paper, and once they find all eight, then they come back and we grade it and see who has the most correct points and the fastest time.
I got you.
So
kind of a really complicated scavenger hunt.
Yep. Okay. In other words.
You were checking your phones during the break there, and evidently you got a little scolded.
Well, yeah. We have some people listening.
Sure,
and sure. My mom texted me. She was like, "You need to say First Sergeant Johnson, because they don't understand who First Sergeant is."
Right, right.
Or Colonel. But we're so used to saying, "Hey, First Sergeant,"
or right,
"Colonel." So...
So that's all right. And I'm sure nobody minds. You're doing an excellent job. I got a text as well from my father, who is an Army Ranger in his own right, or before his knees gave out. He was an Army Ranger, I guess always a Ranger. But he asked me to make sure and mention that the two female officers that are graduating from Ranger School this week, and that's the first time in Ranger history.
I've read about that, actually. Mm-hmm. I was... on my laptop working for Colonel, and I had to look up something, and mm-hmm. that popped up, and I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And just another step forward, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh. Now, as far as the event goes, and again, this is August 29th, and that is on a Saturday, someone that wants to come and check everything out, what do you think is going to be kind of the best place for them to be a spectator?
Well, that's going to kind of be a hard question to answer, just because cadets will be running all over the place, kind of. It's like, hey, do you know where this team's at? Well, we don't have a certain shirt to give them that says, hey, this is Clark Range
from
Tennessee.
Sure.
Or, hey, this is Grant County. So, I mean... I think if you want to come out and watch, the best time would be in the morning, and that's when you can see all of the teams competing
mm-hmm.
and us working the best all at one place, except for when the competitors are running.
Right, right.
So
as long as everybody's not way out in the woods, then everything should be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, definitely. And there will be concessions available.
Yep, and we're also selling t-shirts like we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to say second annual Spartan Crucible with our symbol on the back. And those will be $10. But we're not saying, hey, go buy this.
Right.
It's optional.
It's available if you'd like.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Again, I want to make sure everybody knows about this. The second annual Spartan Crucible coming up August 29th out to, kind of at Estill County High School, spread out all through the woods and over the hills and hollers on a couple miles either direction. But you can head out to the high school and they will, I'm sure there will be a very polite and well-trained cadet that can lead you wherever you'd like to go. I want to give you all the opportunity while you're on the air. You've talked a little bit about the program and your all's dedication to it. What does it mean to you? If you've got somebody that, you've got somebody that's in eighth grade right now and they're talking about, I was kind of looking at the ROTC, but they don't really know. What would you like to leave them with to really express your experience with the program?
I think that with my experience in it, it's, like our motivation is to make us become better citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you a whole lot, and you can use it in the real world experience. It's definitely, like I said, a challenge. Me and Summer, she balances work and soccer on top of college classes here at the high school. So it's definitely kind of a challenge. It's fun. You get to learn different things. You get to go compete with other schools. You make new friends. We go to a summer camp called JCLC.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I wish everyone could get to go and experience that once. And that's pretty much what the program does. They go, they'll get in boats and go around, have boat races, learn safety about that. They will learn to rappel, mm-hmm. which that's something we really don't do at the high school. But they get to rappel. They get to wake up at 6:05 every morning.
Yay!
Like the military. Eat the food. You're always marching. And it's definitely a life-changing.
So. Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I think it's definitely about respect.
Mm-hmm.
An eighth grader coming into the high school, I'm not saying they wouldn't be respectful, but if you get into ROTC, you kind of learn how to respect yourself, your body, other people, and your instructors, for sure. Because military, one of my takes on it is about respect
mm-hmm.
and knowing your boundaries, and I think that's definitely something everyone needs to know, and I wouldn't, without this program, I wouldn't be as wise as I was now.
Very nice. Both of you, excellent answers to a loaded question that is not an easy thing to answer. So, very different, but equally fantastic, as you all are, and sharing the responsibilities, It is quite evident that these young ladies do obviously respect themselves and, in my experience so far, are very respectful of everyone around them. So please give your support to these young folks as they host this. It's a pretty big deal. I haven't gotten to ask you all. As far as the Raiders are concerned and going around, you all do go around and compete. And I know, again, the whole humble thing and all that, but, fairly well decorated.
Right. Yeah.
So from an informational perspective, how does that go?
Well, we are in our 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had our state competition yet this year, but we are 4-time state champions. And that's the only team in the high school that's ever been a state champion. So that's definitely pretty
special. 4 years straight in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, this program is 5 years old. You've gone to state all 4 years that there's been state,
right,
and won it.
Yeah,
that is correct.
And when we went to nationals the year before, we done an all-female team and an all-male team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what place the guys got, but I know the female team got It was 12th in the
nation. Out of over 3,000 teams. Not competing, but that's out of our whole nation.
Right.
There was about, how many teams would you say there?
I'm pretty sure 15 all females teams that mm-hmm. we was competing. And yeah, we didn't get first, but hey, 12th is better than last.
And you definitely got to take into account that there was military academies there. We're not a military school.
Right.
We're itty bitty Issel County. Yeah. So that's, we definitely did not take that as in, oh, we're awful. We're good.
Hey, you know? you go to nationals, then you got to be proud anyway. Right. No matter where you fall, you've made it that far.
That's when our bus broke down.
Yeah. We broke down in Chattanooga on the way to Georgia, Molina, Georgia.
Ooh wee.
Yeah. And then we got there pretty much time when we had to wake up and go compete. So ouch. We left early, bus broke down, grabbed something quickly to eat, and then turned around and went to compete for an all, well, that was a 2-day thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Wow. So again, impressive. You know, these ladies are impressive. The entire program is impressive. Please lend your support to these young folks and everything that they're doing, they're accomplishing, and what they're really doing for the community as a whole. They're getting us recognition on a level that we've never gotten. So please get out there, show your support. Again, Saturday, August 29th, they'll be there. And no matter how early you get there, they're probably already going to be started. So they're starting at 7 a.m. So get out there in the morning, make sure and check out all of the competitors. And that's another thing that that the Colonel mentioned to me is the amount of respect for other teams that you all have and that you cheer on everybody.
We do. We have a A team and a B team.
Mm-hmm.
And our B team has beat us in some events, beat the A team.
Mm-hmm.
And I rather, not being mean or anything, but I'd rather be beat by my own people and know that they're doing good.
Well, sure.
So it's pretty cool watching our B team do really good and beat us at something. Not only do they feel better about themselves, but it's like, hey, they're stepping it up. Now we got it's our turn to step up too.
Right.
It's kind of like a little competition between both all of us, and we're on the same team.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Oh man, that's kind of like Kentucky basketball last year. you got to send in the next group. So. Right. Well, ladies, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to hit on?
Well, I would like to add something else onto what Sylvia said.
Yes, ma'am.
Not only is it a competition against other teams, but mostly we see it as competition against ourselves. Because this is a mental thing.
Right.
Your body, First Sergeant Johnson and Colonel Patterson have told us multiple times that your body can do more than what your mind tells it to. Your mind will be like, oh, I'm hurting, let's stop now.
Mm-hmm.
But your body can do a whole lot more. So that's really how we see it. And that's definitely what we take into consideration when we cheer on different teams, is we're not really competing against them, we're competing against ourselves.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's a crazy, mature way to approach it. But amazing. You know, that's awesome. And if we all approached everything and all sports that way, then there'd be a lot less parents getting thrown out of ball games.
Yeah, right.
We've been to some competitions, and our instructors are not allowed to talk or coach to us or parents, or we will get penalized for that.
And wow. Yeah.
So it's definitely, you have to work well with your team.
Yeah.
And you know how a lot of young people like to use profanity.
Yeah.
Well, these competitions, you are definitely not allowed to do that. We will get penalties. If you hear a cuss word in an event, out of event, you will be penalized.
Even
for
if it sounds really close to it.
So
there's a Spartan swear jar?
Well, we need to have one of those.
That's, you know, but again, that's another respect thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Respecting everybody else that they don't want to hear your potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's right. That is so cool. Well, and I know, and I it's funny. I keep seeing your all's eyes. You're going up, and you're trying to access all the different areas to make sure that you've hit everything. Well, don't worry. You can come back on the show next time that you got something cooking, even if it's after you've had your changing of the guard and you get to put the big flowery hat on or whatever it is, you know, with the giant peacock feather on it, however that works. But please, please come back. Let everybody know what you're doing, what your next big exploits are going to be. I've loved having you on the show, and I'd love to have not just you ladies, but any of the other cadets that you'd like to stick on the microphone. I'd love to have you.
We definitely love to come back.
Oh, well, yeah. Excellent. Well, Summer King Sylvia Lee, cadets of the Junior ROTC at Estill County High School, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yep.
All righty. Once again, August 29th, on this, that's 10 days from today, next Saturday, the second annual Spartan Crucible out at Estill County High School. Make sure to check it out. There's going to be all kinds of awesome stuff going on out there, so get out there and push them on, not just our kids, but the kids from all over that are out there and pushing themselves and just trying to be better citizens and better Americans, right?
Right.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. It's time to play just a tune for you. I got to get a little Goose Creek in here. Enjoy. This is off the Going Home album. One of my favorites. Here's Fitful Sleep.
Found a vision, I don't know from when or where, but I can tell you, oh my brothers, I hope you never wander there. The clearing smoke revealed a doorway, with fear I opened it so slow. What I saw, unbridled passion. What I felt made my blood run cold. Her neck hung the purest gold. She said that she could give good fortune, earthly fame and wealth untold. Then return, all she wanted was to touch my very soul. She only wanted my soul. No chase, she only waited, but she never closed the door. Thank you. place. She only waited, but she never closed the door. Now while awake, I still remember how I felt that long ago. I seek the light that makes no shadows. I'm only looking for my Lord.
All right, that was a little Goose Creek Symphony. Gotta have them at least once or twice a show, or I get yelled at by all you gooseheads out there that love to hear Charlie and the boys. We're coming up on the noon news break, but I want to talk about just a couple things real quick. One thing coming up on September the 4th, that's a Friday evening, join the River City Players for a picnic in the park. Again, that's Friday, September 4th at the Veterans Memorial Park in Ravenna. It begins at 5 o'clock. Bring your dinner and decorations. A table is $60, and that seats six people. Blanket seating is $5 a person, but children 6 and under are free. There's going to be a little contest. Prizes available for the best table and blanket decorations. So come on up, set up at 5, get your decorations done, and then at 6, bring your food with you. Bring whatever you want, big picnic basket, whatever you got, and go ahead and set up and eat at 6. The entertainment, actually, the main show starts at 7, but there is pre-show entertainment. So sometime in that 6 o'clock hour, they're going to start entertaining you. There's going to be another performance of Nothing to Do in This Town, written by our very own Donna Crow. Of course, all the kids out there trying to make that happen. And the proceeds for this go to the Save the Mac Fund. Of course, a very, very worthy cause. And if you need more information, you can contact Bobby Carroll Noland at 606-723-2254 or Susan Hawkins at 606-723-5755. One other thing, the Irvin Ravenna Kiwanis Club is sponsoring a bus trip to the Derby Dinner Theater. You get a buffet dinner and see the play The Last Potluck Supper. This is coming up Saturday, September 26th. It's $85 a person, but that includes motor coach transportation, buffet dinner and show, tip for the bus driver, and of course, a $10 donation for the Kiwanis Ballpark. Reserve your spot by calling Terry Williams at 723-5447 or 975-0700. Reservations and full payment must be made by Friday, September the 4th. This portion of Come On Home is brought to you by Alumi Studio. Calling the class of 2016. Alumi Studio is selecting one male and one female student to represent them and enjoy discounts on their senior photo packages. When you call, ask about the 8 free wallets special during the month of August. Alumi Studio offers on-location photography and original one-of-a-kind images at competitive prices. Lauren does a fantastic job, I can say from experience. And if you'd like to get a hold of her, just send an email to alumistudio@yahoo.com or go to illumi-studio.com. That's I-L-L-U-M-I. It's Illumi Studio. All right, folks, we're going to hit the news break here and be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. It is that time of the show when I get to go over the holidays and observances and celebrity birthdays and all that fun stuff for today, Wednesday, August the 19th, through this coming Tuesday, August 25th. So let's jump right into it. First, today, August 19th, is Aviation Day. And that is a tip of the hat to WSKV's own Ethan Moore, who actually, if you didn't know this, has a degree in aviation. Yeah, he's a flyboy. You'd never know it. But yeah, it's total waste of a great voice to be up in the air all the time. But I know he would love to be able to fly more. Today, he is working hard to get all of our big booth set up to Louisville for the state fair for Estill Lee, Wolf, and Powell counties, all working together on a regional basis to promote the region. So Ethan is the linchpin in that whole process, and we definitely appreciate him. So Aviation Day is my excuse to say a big thank you to Ethan. Today's also Root Beer Float Day, which is a lot more along my lines, and another great excuse to run down to the Twin and get a frozen treat. So, yeah, I needed an excuse. One really cool thing here on, let's see, August 19th, 1949, the Estill County Fair Association was officially founded. So, all a big happy birthday down there to our friends at the Fair Board. A few other historic dates here. On this day back in 1909, the first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, the Indy 500 would come a few years later, but the first ever race was on this day in 1909. And then on 1934, on this day, Adolf Hitler became president of Germany. He was already chancellor. Then when President Hindenburg passed away, Hitler's gobbled it all up, and then, yeah, you know the rest of the story. It was all downhill from there. And then on this day in 1964, the Beatles kicked off their first U.S. tour at San Francisco's Cow Palace. It seems like a good place to start off. A couple birthdays today. Uncle Jesse himself, John Stamos, is 52. Chandler from Friends, Matthew Perry, is 46. And former President Bill Clinton is 69. Tomorrow, Thursday, August 20th, is National Radio Day, so make sure to show some love to your favorite station, your favorite DJ, your favorite on-air personality. Whatever you'd like to do, make sure and give a little extra nod to the radio folks in your life. On August 20th, back in 1920, professional football was born. Seven guys got together up in Canton, Ohio, including legend Jim Thorpe. And that was the formation of the first football league that down the line would lead to the NFL. And then on August 20th, 1975, Viking 1 was launched to explore Mars. Still got some really great pictures from that that mission. A few birthdays tomorrow. Actress Amy Adams is 41. Pop princess Demi Lovato is 23. And Robert Plant, who needs no introduction, is 67. Moving on to Friday, August 21st, it is National Spumoni Day. I'm not really sure what that is. I think that might be the Italian ice cream thing, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, if you know, celebrate it. And it's also Senior Citizens Day. So for any of those older folks in your life, make sure to, or if you are one of those folks, it's your day to celebrate. And older is all relative. I know that. Don't send me hate mail. On, let's see, historic dates here. On August 21st, back in 1858, the Lincoln-Douglas debates began. Then on August 21st, 1959, Hawaii officially became the 50th state. And then on 8/21/1987, Dirty Dancing opened in theaters. And don't forget, nobody puts baby in a corner. A few birthdays on Friday. Actress Hayden Panettiere is 26. The fastest man on earth, Usain Bolt, is 29. And the gambler himself, Kenny Rogers, 77. So happy birthday to those folks. Saturday, August 22nd, is International Tongue Twister Day, which is pretty much every day for me. And then on August 22nd, 1989, Nolan Ryan registered his 5,000th strikeout. And for you sports trivia buffs, that 5,000th guy to strike out, Ricky Henderson, the base-stealing whiz. So, there you go. Put that away in the back of your head. Birthdays on Saturday. Former Kentucky Wildcat and current Green Bay Packer, Randall Cobb, turns 25. Funny lady Kristen Wiig turns 42. And from Modern Family, Ty Burrell turns 48. Sunday, August 23rd, is Go Topless Day. I'll just leave that alone. Through history, on 8/23/89, Pete Rose got booted from baseball. And a shout-out to our good friend Lindsey Rogers. On 8/23/2000, the first Survivor finale aired. Birthdays on Sunday, basketballer Kobe Bryant is 37, and Rick Springfield turns 66. And I'm going to take a quick pause there and go to commercial. We'll finish up in just a second. You're listening to Come On Home. This is Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Sorry about that. I don't know what's happening to me lately. In the holidays, I guess just talking continuously, my throat gets all dry and I can't talk. For a guy that basically talks for a living, that's not a good thing. Now, let's finish it up. On Monday, August 24th, that is Knife Day. So for all you big case knife collectors out there, maybe there'll be a deal somewhere. I don't know. And it's Pluto Demoted Day. So remembering the day that Pluto was no longer a planet, which still kind of irks me because, you know, there are certain things that you learn when you're in elementary school that you expect to be able to pass on to your kids when they're in elementary school. Well, now, my very educated mother just served us 9, and that just bothers me. There's no pizzas anymore. It's also on Monday, National Waffle Iron Day. I'm not really sure why, but I had to put that one in there because it was so interesting. One historic date of note, on August 24th, 79 A.D., Mount Vesuvius erupted and destroyed Pompeii. So that happened this coming Monday. A few birthdays on Monday. Funny man Dave Chappelle turns 42. WWE entrepreneur, I guess you'd call him, Vince McMahon turns 70. And baseball great Cal Ripken Jr. turns 55. And I think he might be a vampire because he still looks like he did back in the 80s. On Tuesday, to wrap it all up, August 25th, let's see, it is Kiss and Makeup Day. So if you are, you know, quarreling with somebody, Tuesday is the day. Just kiss and make up already. Get over it. Move right along. For all you thrift shoppers, Tuesday is National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. So celebrate that you're wearing Pappy's old shirt. And on Tuesday, it's National Whiskey Sour Day. So for any of you folks who don't mind heartburn, that's a day for you to celebrate as well. Through history, on August 25th, back in 1939, The Wizard of Oz debuted. That was a huge, huge deal. On 8/25, 1944, Paris was liberated by the Allies. And then on August 25th, 1962, Little Eva earned a number one hit with Locomotion. Birthdays on Tuesday. Kiss. One of the members of Kiss, the guy with the big tongue, Gene Simmons, turned 66. Weird, movie guy, Tim Burton, has a twisted imagination, but it turns out to be really entertaining. He turns 57. Billy Ray Cyrus turns 54 on Tuesday, and Sean Connery turns 85. So there you go. Holidays, observances, historic dates, and celebrity birthdays for this week of August 19th through August 25th. Now, that being said, let's do a little bit, something a little different with the music this afternoon. You know, I did throw out Rick Springfield there. And if you don't know Rick Springfield, then I'm going, his birthday comes up on Sunday. He turns 66 years old, and I'm going to play you a Rick Springfield song. This is by far his biggest hit. This is Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade that
doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl? I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
A little Rick Springfield there with Jesse's Girl. A little more rock than we normally do, but that's okay. You got to mix it up every now and then. And with Rick Springfield's birthday, we also had another one that I've got to at least recognize. On Friday, Mr. Kenny Rogers will be 77 years old. And of course, you can't talk about Kenny Rogers without talking about The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
This is Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. We're doing a little bit different on some of the tunes we're playing. I do need to give another big shout out to Sylvia Lee and Summer King from the Estill County High School Junior ROTC. They're a couple of the big wigs out there. Really, really cool organization if you don't know much about it. We talked quite a bit this morning about kind of what they're all about. And just a reminder, on August 29th, next Saturday, they've got the second annual Spartan Crucible. So try to go out to the high school next Saturday morning and just show your support. The ladies were saying before they left, even if folks just come out for just a few minutes and just kind of see what it's all about, make sure to just give a good thank you to a few of the cadets, because they're going to be working hard trying to get everything going and done. So make sure, show your appreciation to these young people that are working so hard in our community. A couple other things I want to talk about. This is a save the date. This is from Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital. It's Chip In for the Cure and the Pink Paradise Luau, coming up Saturday, October 10th, at the Estill County Golf Club. The Estill County Golf Club is the place to be on Saturday, October 10th, for the region's premier charity social event. All proceeds raised for the Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital Foundation will support their healing ministry and help them purchase life-saving 3D mammography technology. This fun event will launch their campaign to raise $500,000. With your help, they can detect women's breast cancer at its earliest stage and beat cancer together. The day will begin with a chip-in for the cure golf scramble, teeing off at noon. That evening, the Pink Paradise Luau, presented by Citizens Guaranty Bank, will include music, food, and fun to support the hospital foundation. Caribbean Blues Band will liven up the party, and guests can treat themselves to a delicious dinner along with an array of beverages and spirits. You can wear your pink or island attire to this casual event. You can support the campaign for 3D mammography by sponsoring or purchasing tickets for Chip In for the Cure and Pink Paradise Luau. If you need additional information, contact Ariel Estes at the hospital at 726-2119 or shoot her an email at arestes@mercy.com. Very, very worthy cause there, and they do a great job. So please consider checking them out and maybe even sponsoring the event. That'd be great. And then coming up over in Lee County, this is another great event, Working Man's Weekend. This is coming up August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Of course, the Bateville Kiwanis Fair is happening August 26th through 29th at Happy Top. And then kind of moving those events together, Friday night at 6:30, there's a cruise in at the Kiwanis Homecoming Fair. Get out your classic car and show it off during the county fair and carnival. Free registration on Happy Talk Park in the baseball field. Each car is showcased and dash plaques will be given to the first 50 cars. Make sure to check that out. Then on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, Exile live in concert. Another cool thing about that, the Jenkins Twins are opening for Exile that night. So I think the Jenkins Twins actually go on at 8, and then Exile comes on at 9. Of course, Exile, legendary. Great place to check out some good entertainment there. That's going to be at the Happy Top Amphitheater. It's a free live concert, again, featuring the Jenkins Twins and then Exile, all presented by Extreme Entertainment. It's all made possible by the Lee County Fiscal Court, the City of Bedeville, Lee County Tourism, and local businesses. Then coming up on Sunday at 2 p.m., this will be on August the 30th, the Halls Motorsports Kentucky Point Series Mud Racing. And that is at the Lee County Industrial Park in Bedeville. You can enter your ATV, side-by-side, or four-wheel drive into one of the many classes of mud racing. General admission is $5, and registration for racers begins at 12:30. Classes have different prices and payouts, and you can, for all of this information, on Working Man's Weekend, you can visit heartofthekentuckyriver.com. Deidre Brandenburg, the tourism director over there in Lee County, does a great job. She's also highly involved in our multi-county booth at the Kentucky State Fair this year. So a big shout out to Deidre. Okay, well, I did get to talk about the Jenkins Twins there. That, of course, gives me an excuse to play a little Jenkins Twins, and I'm going to play one. They've actually dropped this one out of their regular set list, and I'm kind of bummed about it. So I've been aggravating them every time I see them to kind of bring it back. Of course, the Jenkins Twins on a tour right now, right in the middle of a tour, down through Tennessee, North Carolina, Southwest Virginia, I believe, and then a few stops in Kentucky, and then coming back to Irvin for Labor Day weekend. So this is, of course, off of their LP, Jellico. This is the Jenkins Twins, Kentucky.
Well, I'm a young man from Kentucky. Have a guitar, but I have no money. That don't mean that I am blue. Well, I'm a young man from Kentucky. Have a guitar, but I have no money. That don't mean that I am blue. Listen here, I'm telling you. Listen here, I'm telling you.
Them Jenkins boys. The Jenkins Twins playing Kentucky there off their album Jellico. I just love that song. My kids love that song. Got to get them to start playing it in concert again. But let's see. I got another one I want to play for you. This is a guy that I've been listening to a little bit more often. And his name is Tyler Childers. And if you haven't really listened to him, check him out because he's got some really good stuff. Here is one off his CD called Bottles and Bibles. This is called Detroit.
One, two, three. Reading and writing in Route 23, it's hard to believe we made it this far. Come on, boys, and grab your coats. Detroit's waiting, get in the car. Cold, but the girls are on fire. They say they're the prettiest things you have seen. And I ain't a gambler, but I'd bet the farm that Detroit's a gold mine waiting for me. In this town, I feel like a dam that's about to cut loose. And the girls, they say, will treat you fine. Beg for your silver till you can't refuse. Where I was born, instead of working on cars that I can't afford. My pockets are empty, my patience is torn. Oh, look what's become of me. Writing to tell you I'm fine. I'm working real hard and I pray every night. So don't you worry, I'm happy and free. Detroit's been like a blessing to me.
All right, that was Tyler Childers with Detroit, or I guess I should say Detroit. And that just about brings us to the end of this week's Come On Home. I gotta say another big thanks to my guests, Summer King and Sylvia Lee from the Estill County High School Junior ROTC. Make sure and check out the big event, the second annual Spartan Crucible, all day on August 29th. And as for me, I guess I'm out of here. In the week to come, please be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. Have a good one, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not a love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again. And I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been. And I'll start my life anew some sweet day, singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing